آغاز به راه میدان پیش هنگ
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, there is no power except that belonging to Allah. Respecting the visit of the leader and commander of the armed forces to the Naval College, and I would like to submit that the units here in the field are ready to take the parade to be inspected by you, and also there are soldiers, and also there are the staff of the cadet college who are ready to be awarded the rank by the leader.
Thank you. فرنگ ماست هدیه به رهبره.
صلی علی محمد بوی خمینی آمد، صلی علی محمد بوی خمینی آمد،
صلی علی محمد
بوی خمینی آمد. ای رهبر خدا ای رهبر خدا
A maneuver by the students of the Naval Cadet College. Once again, it's time for the men who have demonstrated their powers and to follow the path of the martyrs who were the icon of resistance. And now it is time for the shining of the sun of son of obedience to God and following the leader. Now, it is the 30th anniversary of the Islamic victory of the Islamic Revolution, and now we can watch some aspects of the achievement of the naval force. Iran is an honorable country, and the Iranians are proud of their sons who are in the naval forces. The forces who are committed to religion and to their country, and they are quite enough wakeful, and they are committed, and also they are always ready to worship God. They are full of zeal and compassion and love. God may bless all of them who are an embodiment of will and determination. And they have already disappointed the enemies. The name of the faith of the army, in fact, has been inscribed on the coast of Iran. The Iranian armed forces and the personnel of the armed forces always remember God. And they demonstrate the righteousness which is alleviated to the skies and heaven. They have shown resistance. They have demonstrated their power. And they have followed the infallible figures. Finally, the Savior will come. And indeed, the hearts of these committed, faithful forces who are pledging allegiance to the leaders will see the Savior. Here we see the reflection of resistance. We see the narration of wakefulness. And indeed, friends have joined hands in order to compose the most exciting verse of spring. Greetings and infinite greetings to those who are ready to follow the command of the leader who in fact rules over the hearts. Iranian naval forces are ready to protect the interest of Iran, not only in the Persian Gulf, but in the Indian Ocean, in the Red Sea, and in the high seas. Indeed, the forces that protect the Iranian borders are ready to listen to the words of the leader. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, I would like to congratulate the officers, the young officers, who have completed their courses and are graduated. And from today, they are officially a member of the glorified Iranian army. Also, I would like to congratulate the youth who have received their ranks and have completed their course in the universities in the National Cadet College of the Islamic Republic of Iran. The significance attached to the armed forces and those who discharge their duties in this uniform and render services to the country and the nation is first of all it stems from the fact that the armed forces are the most important factor in protection of the security of the country. The armed forces, according to the commander of the faithful, are the castle of the nation, the fort and a stronghold of the nations of their country indeed. They are the ones who maintain security and the value and weight of security in every social community, in every nation, cannot be compared to any other thing. If there is security, there will be progress, justice, scientific progress, honor, dignity, and welfare in the world and salvation in the hereafter. When there is no security, then the human achievements will not, the human goals will not be achieved. This is the first reason for the fact that respect is accorded to the armed forces. The second reason is that the armed forces indeed are ready to pay a cost for the accomplishment of this task, which is not comparable to any other thing. That is, they are ready to sacrifice their lives in this field. A serviceman who defends the security of the country, whether in the armed forces or in the Islamic Republic, Islamic Revolution Guard Corps, or in other services of the armed forces, in order to preserve the security of the country, are ready to sacrifice their lives. It is a great thing indeed. The reason that the martyrs, our dear martyrs, are never forgotten by the nation is that they sacrificed this valuable asset. And not only they sacrificed their lives, but they were ready to protect their country at any cost. So they were the defenders of the values, the spiritual values. Other people are not ready to sacrifice even material things. My dear officers and personnel of the National Cadet College of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You are one of the strong pillars of the authority and sovereignty of this country. Any nation, every nation is entitled and is dutiful to spare no effort to preserve its sovereignty. If the nations do not have proper sovereignty, then if they don't and if they don't have power and authority in the skirmishes of the power blocks will be destroyed. A nation which gets used to weakness and doesn't consider weakness a great shortcoming for themselves, then such a nation will not be an honorable nation. Powers and the armies, dictatorial armies of the nation will not have pity with such a nation. The nations are dutiful to be powerful, to become powerful. Of course, the power of a nation doesn't stem merely from the armed forces. The authority of a nation is a multifarious, multidimensional truth. The armed forces are in the front line of mobility, and they are the sign of the authority of a nation. But the nations need scientific progress, ethical progress. They need faith. They need determination and will. To be able to preserve their authority and power, we rely on spiritual elements of authority and sovereignty. The most important element of spiritual sovereignty or authority is faith, faith in God, trust in God, and pinning hopes on God. So it prepares the hearts to enter into difficult fields, cumbersome fields. It consolidates the steps to go down the difficult roads. Hence, the difficulties will seem small, and great goals will be in front of a faithful man. Faith in God. Without faith, man is merely a material body, and the hearts are devoid of spirituality and love of God. In those bodies or in those communities that do not have faith in God, sovereignty or authority in real terms is not achieved among such a people. Authority is gained. It's not gained mainly by sophisticated weapon, by money, by political power and power of propaganda. If money and sophisticated weapon and destructive weapons could give true sovereignty or authority to a nation, the Zionist regime wouldn't have been so helpless in front of the faithful youth in Lebanon during the 33-day war, and again vis-a-vis the people in Gaza, and wouldn't have become so defamed if the material elements of power were enough for a true authority. The administration of the United States and its war against the defenseless people of Afghanistan and in occupation of Afghanistan and Iraq wouldn't have been so helpless. These are in front of our eyes. These are great tests and valuable examination of the truth that we have read, we have known, and we have witnessed. The nations will succeed in their goals when they have set goals, when they have faith, and when they illuminate, when their hearts are illuminated, then they will also get the determination. They will cut off the hands of aggression and the hands of plundering of their lives. And they would not do so themselves. They would not plunder others. They would not invade others. Authority is not tantamount to invading others, to invading the nation, the neighbors, to invade and attack the defenseless people, coming and to come from faraway distances in order to suppress a nation for military, economic, and political goals. Is not authority. They are sending the armies from thousands of kilometers for these purposes. It is not authority. It is not power. The material powers that have relied on such bases and have grown and have just imposed the weight of their power on other nations will be witnessing the punishment for this injustice. They will fall. The faithful nations, though disinherited and oppressed, when making efforts and going ahead with iron determination and will and with pure intent, and follow correct goals, then they will be the ones to control the world in the future, in which there is no plundering, there is no invasion, there is no aggression, there is no race of terror, there is no armed race. A future based on justice, my dear youth, you are the pioneers and vanguards of such a movement in the world. You in armed forces and other youth in other sectors of the country are the pioneers of this movement. The Islamic Republic of Iran has imparted a new message to the world, a clear message. The message of peace and felicity, not only for today's world, but for future world. Tomorrow belongs to you. Make efforts with determination, firm determination, and correct intent. By employing all existential potentials and set up the firm base and expand it so that you will be able to be the soldiers and pioneers of this movement in its real sense. Today, the armed forces, with the grace of God, have many advantages in the Islamic Republic of Iran. Very outstanding and unique advantages they have. These advantages should be increased by yourselves. Research and knowledge and learning should be taken seriously by you. The youthhood should be used for flourishing different talents and capabilities God has granted you. Take this opportunity. In the light of these sublime goals, appreciate the possibility of rendering services to the nation and the country. Your presence in the front line of defense and service to this country, to this nation, to this system is a great honor. Today, this honor is at our disposal. At the disposal of the generations that have been raised in the Islamic Republic of Iran, seize this opportunity. Today, the authority and sovereignty of the Islamic Republic of Iran cannot be denied even by the enemies, and they too confess to this authority and sovereignty. Of course, the enemies are trying to spread the to promote the project of Iranophobia. So this is the intent, and this is the hostile stance. But they acknowledge Iran's authority on the basis of the stance I mentioned. Part of this measure taken by the enemy is correct, but other parts are wrong and lies. The part is showing and expressing the authority of the system of the Islamic Republic of Iran is correct. During the 30 years of the Islamic Republic of Iran, we started from zero, but we have achieved very good accomplishments. But we are not satisfied. We are not content with what we have. But what we have achieved is not comparable with the point we started. From the very first day, I was present in the armed forces, the army, the defense ministry, the capabilities, facilities, the IRGC, the law enforcement forces are all known to me, and I have been in close touch with them with all these capacities and facilities. Today, you, the dear youth, are at a peak, which during those days could not be shown even through pointing finger to it. No one could believe it. We have military, scientific authority. We have self-confidence. We have integrity, progress. This part of the enemy's statement is correct. But the false part is what they put forward in order to promote the Iranophobia project. The national authority of the Islamic Republic of Iran is not a threat to anybody. It is not a threat to the enemy, to the neighbors. It's an opportunity. Well, it is a threat to the bullying powers of the world. It is a threat to those domineering powers and the interventionist powers that intervene in the domestic affairs of the nations. It is a threat to those who one day used to plunder the natural resources of this nation and trampled upon the dignity and honor of this nation, and still are aspiring to get back to those irreversible days. But for the nation, it is not a threat. Our maneuvers are not a threat. Our missiles are not a threat. We manufacture ships, warships, airplanes. We train strong young officers like you, but these are not a threat. All these show that a nation can be proud of the entire nation when the nation trusts God and relies on God and has and when such a nation has faith in God. This is encouraging other nations. Other nations should bear in mind and should witness and watch that if they want dignity, it is not only coming from the United States. It's not coming from dependence on the arrogant powers. It is not coming from spending money and pouring money into the pocket of the arm manufacturing countries and also being submissive to them. Authority comes from attempt from within, comes from national self-confidence, comes from trusting God and reliance on God. My dear young sons, the courageous sons of Iran, appreciate this period and the young age and the honor and the fame of the Iranian nation, the political proud and honor of the nation, and prepare yourself for better services, for greater conquests. Tomorrow belongs to you. The future belongs to you. Regarding the armed forces who consider a family, I strongly emphasize on kindness, sympathy, and empathy between the forces, Army, IRGC, volunteer forces, law enforcement forces. All of you are the members of the family of armed forces. All of you are brethren. Regarding the Navy, particularly today in this university or National Cadet College, I would like to remind you that the naval force in many parts of the world and in Iran is a strategic service. It is considered a strategic service and should be so. The southeastern region or coasts of the country, which are controlled and guarded by the Navy of the Islamic Republic of Iran, is a very important region. The region has great capacities and capabilities for progress. Pay attention to those regions and navigation, which today is very progressive, should be continued. Also pay attention to the submarines. And the power of the vessels and ships in all seas of Iran must be progressed and expanded. Today, the naval forces the Navy has a great capacity and very good capability. Today, your efforts can lead to great fruits for the nation, for the army, for the armed forces of the Islamic Republic of Iran, God willing. I beseech God and we pin hopes on God, and we are sure that what He wills will materialize and will achieve our goals. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.